Love the classics on this program here at 3BA's Ballarat today. How's this for a string of Aussie classics? Hit and Run, Shape I'm In, Chain to the Wheel, Harley and Rose, Never Let Me Go. The list goes on. This is the man behind them all, Mr. Joe Camilleri, through the wonders of modern technology. G'day, Joe.
How about that? Good morning.
Nice to have you on the program, mate. It is still morning. You're in lockdown Kyneton this morning, Joe.
Yeah, I'm just down the road. It's beginning to become a struggle, I think, for everybody, but you just got to take it on the chin and see how we go. But, there's only so much gardening you can do.
And your floors are clean, I believe, Joe.
Floors are clean. I've done the floors. I've done the, you do dumb stuff, it's a day-to-day thing, You're just hoping that the numbers are better and And everyone's doing the right thing and they're all sort of pulling together,
Yeah, that's what we've got to do. Hey, Joe, this album of yours, your 50th career album, is this something you actually wrote during lockdown?
No, I finished it, strangely enough, a week before.
Oh, right.
I finished the album a week before we went into the very first lockdown, which was probably February of last year. And I had an overseas producer, Peter Solly, who produced The Shape I'm In, which I was listening to before we were rudely interrupted by Delta.
We were, damn them.
And he came back into my life 40 years after we made that record.
Wow.
And I put him up for a couple of weeks. He says, "What have you got to go?" And I said, "I've got all these songs." I said, "Are you interested in maybe coming back to Australia and producing this record for me?" Because I'm normally the bottle washer, the cook, the sweeper, the toilet cleaner. I'm all those guys, the producer. So, and I thought it'd be nice not to do some of those activities. So, which he did anyway. So a week before all hell broke loose, we finished the record.
Yeah, and timing's everything.
And strangely enough, everyone was releasing their music. All of a sudden, everyone thought that the world was going to end, and so. It was getting mighty crowded, I thought. But here it is. We've got a release, and it comes out in September the 10th, which is only, it's days away, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe the first single already is out, but the album, which is called St. George's Road, is out next month. Yeah. Why the name? Is that a road in Kyneton, Joe?
No, it's just a song about... it's about death, the song, really, but in a happy, in a sort of respectful way. And when you're, so it all started from some of our friends, passing, and, when there's a cavalcade of cars and they're going down a certain kind of road, it was, that's how it started. And it's really a celebration of life more than, the downside of death. So that was the inspiration of the song. We needed a road, and St. George's Road sounded just mighty fine.
It does sound fine. And the Pete Solly magic with your partnership, Joe Camilleri, was it still there after all these years? Because you first worked with him in 1979, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I know. Well, it kind of was, and we became really good friends. But, it's kind of like me and Wilbur Wilde. When we had a couple, every time we do a little reunion with JoJo's at the Falcons or something, we're not doing that anymore. But when we were doing it, we sat in exactly the same spot, in the car. We would automatically take the back seat. He would take the right-hand part of the back seat. I'll be on the left hand. And with me and Peter, it was kind of pretty much the same thing. I've learned a lot and he's taught me a lot. And it was just, we have a lot more fun now because a lot more water's gone under the bridge and we know a lot more and so we enjoyed each other's company. So making music was the easiest situation to be in. All the other things become a little bit harder,
Does it seem like a lifetime ago that you wrote those hits, Joe? In 1979, even the latter hits, you kind of pinch yourself and say, actually, wow, that was me, that's my tune?
No, well, here's the thing. I'm always embarrassed every time I hear anything that that I'm associated with. I don't know why that is, but wow. I was just listening to the end of the shape I'm in.
Yeah.
And I was saying to myself, why did I sing it like that? You know, you idiot.
Oh, my goodness. And I reckon you sung it all right, Joe, just quietly.
It's a really big hit for me, and I appreciate it, and it's kind of nice to have under your wing. And we've yielded a few things together as a partnership between me and Peter, and he produced three albums and a few other songs. I even went to Miami in 81, I think, or 82, and recorded a few songs when he was living in Miami. He lives in Connecticut now. And so, it was a nice reunion. It's a lovely record. And I think it sort of gives a listener an insight of what I've been trying to do over the last 30 or 40, 50, 60. How old am I?
73.
55 years of playing music in Australia and around the world.
Hey, Joe, how cool is it that vinyl is still about? I notice your new album, St. George's Road, is coming out on vinyl. Is that a real blast from the past for you?
Well, not really, because my last 10 albums have been on vinyl.
Yeah, okay.
But here it is. It's just, I think the younger generation realise that there's, and the older generation already get it. The younger generation kind of say, well, this is kind of more of an interesting thing, and it's not about something, you know. So it's something you can hold, something you can read, all the things that we used to love to do, you know. A little bit more different than just having on Spotify or one of those servers, you know. So it's a bit, and if it looks good, feels good, then it must be good. So I kind of I'm glad that it's having such a resurgence, you know, because it's a fun way of listening to records. You know, you've got to go on, put it on. You've got to take it off. You've got to turn it over. And you find gems, you know. This was the thing, you know. Track three is a track that you want to listen to, or track four on the B-side. Have you heard that track? You know, and that's what we used to talk about. And I think that's sort of coming around again.
Yeah, I think you're right. Long live that crackle and pop of the vinyl. Joe, we've got the news bearing down on us. We've got to go. Okay. Just before we do go, though, an old mate of yours says to say hello. PT, the MC, works here. He's, of course, a mate of yours from the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Yeah, he's always in my grill, always taking photographs. You know, that geezer would get on stage and come right in front of me while I'm sort of trying to be, you know, incredibly professional. Turns me into a semi-professional. You know, boom, by just jumping on, taking photos, giving me the finger as well, laughing his head off. So it got so weird that I would then pull him off the side of the stage and bring him on, you know.
And, yeah, he's a serial pest here as well, Joe. Don't worry about that. Mr. Joe Camilleri, absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for providing a soundtrack for so many of us in Ballarat as we grew up, and lots of luck with the brand-new album, St. George's Road. Good on you, Joe.
Thank you so much, sir.
Joe.